USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen. We're going to stay here until we get a COVID package. No matter how long it takes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, after leaving a meeting regarding a new coronavirus deal, Democrats and Republicans working on a deal, and both sides are optimistic. The Pfizer coronavirus vaccine continued to be administered to frontline workers across the United States. The FDA continuing to review a second coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna, which will likely be approved later this week. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says officials must get it right when they review the data.
We have to have the time to do a thorough scientific review because the American people depend upon us to judge the safety and efficacy of any medical product, and certainly vaccines.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Uber in hot water once again in California.
The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019, which contained details of sexual assault cases between 2017 and 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York City restaurants, already struggling, will have to shut down for outdoor dining because of a huge snowstorm in the forecast. Ed Grayson with the Department of Sanitation is also asking restaurants to bring in heaters and covers.
Guidance is to take what you can out to protect it. We want the restaurants to know we have some severe weather coming in potentially. We want you to do all you can to protect your investment.
Snow expected Wednesday and Thursday in the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, talks about some of the logistical challenges that Feeding America is facing.
Yeah, so there have been two sort of areas of major challenge. One in the supply chain, though the supply chain, the food supply chain is working far better now than in the early days of the pandemic. We continue to work very hard to get as much donated food from that supply chain as we can, and we have some federal commodity programs that are about to be reduced. So that is an area of great struggle that we're continuing to work hard on. And then the operating model, we are a network that relies on almost 2 million volunteers a month to get done what we do, and we're so grateful for that, but that, of course, has been a challenge as people have made very wise decisions about their own safety to stay home if they need to do that. So we've worked really hard to create low-touch, no-touch distributions, incredible safety protocols both in our warehouses as well as in the distribution lines, and we've really learned and adapted so quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.